picturesque Georgian village of Kvenobarni, nestling in the foothills of the Caucasus Mountains, is a long way to go to discover the secret of tea making. But the experience is authentic, and those adventurous enough to head there can make up their minds between spending a whole month to care for their own tea garden, to grow and process their own tea from scratch, or attend a four-day workshop in which Czech tea enthusiast Petr Sič will teach them the art of tea making. I spoke to Petr on one of his trips to Prague to talk about the tea plantation that he has rented out in Georgia and the various activities connected with it.
I am a mostly community guy. Like, I like communities, I like shared economy, etc. So it was just, for me, it was, I think, a question of time when it will come to my life, like in the business. And second, I was going around Georgia and visiting different plantations, and once I went to the tea garden where I met a beer, and I said, okay, it's quite a beautiful plantation. And the elder Todua, who was the owner, say, yeah, well, you can rent it. It's possible. And I say, wow, I can rent the tea garden. But then I realized it's 5 hectare big plantation. I go, okay, well, 5 hectares for one guy is quite too much. But I get idea. Well, what about the other people? If they join me, it will be not too much for one guy, so I can share it. And then the idea start.
To rent out, actually, plots or tea gardens to people from the Czech Republic so they can go over there and try their hand at growing tea and making tea, processing it. Was it successful? Did people come over?
Yes. In the first year there, I tried crowdfunding to get the funding of the project, and I get like really good response. A lot of people like were interested in. But then the reality came, and I get just 7 people like who already rent the plot and come and like regularly work. Most people just come to visit us or to spend like 2-3 days with us.
Just to have a look. Why did you decide to do business involving tea? What sparked your interest in tea in the first place?
I think it's coming from the time when I was tea addict. It was like, it's lovely flower. I like drinking it. And it's like every time it's changing my mind. I'm more happy after. So I enjoy the tea.
What kind of tea do you grow there, and what kind of tea do you drink?
Daniela, it's like this. The color of the tea, green, black, whatever, yellow, white, is only the name of the process, how you manage it. So you can, from every tea plant, you can make black tea, green tea, white tea. So it depends only how do you proceed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my God, we are now like mostly concentrated on the black and the white teas.
Do you sell the tea you grow?
Yes, without selling the tea, I will be not able to survive, of course. I have like really good partners between ecologic shops in Czech Republic, mostly zero waste shops, where I'm selling most of my teas.
Is the tea in Georgia good? Did you know about Georgian tea before you went?
Of course, I know. There was a huge tradition in Czech Republic. It's Georgian tea. Actually, I think it was because the Soviet time and the past that the Georgian tea was first option on the tea market here. So I know about the Georgian tea as well.
But where did you learn to grow tea? Because I'm sure that when you started, you probably didn't know a great deal about growing it, about processing it.
Yeah. I'm working in the tea business like for 10 years, so I'm curious about it. So every time I went to some other country, I came to the farmers and I was watching what they are doing and how they proceeded. And then, I get more experience. But first year, actually, in the real fight on the garden was like teach me a lot. That I'm still on the beginning, on the start point.
Now, the people who actually came and took part in your Grow Your Own Tea project, what did they experience? How long did they spend there? And what did you show them? Did they really grow their own tea and process it and basically do everything every step of the way?
Yes, yes, this is what I am trying. I have, for example, I have one lovely couple who came for all month, who they were cleaning the part of the garden. They were like pick up the leaves. They proceeded quite nicely, and even they developed some new teas, which I have not tried before. So it was like really lovely. But most of my visitors are like, as I said, it's they came just for example for 4 days, and I'm trying to do some kind of the workshop to teach them how to proceed the tea to make from the fresh tea, black tea, for example.
So what you're offering now is workshops where you show people how to make different types of tea from tea leaves, from the tea leaves you've grown there, right?
Yes, yes. This is what I am now like. This is like my new direction. That what I that I'm realized that people have no like 1 month time in their life to get known about the tea. So I'm trying to make it more short and trying to explain them in the 4 days, like through hands-to-hands experience of how to do the tea.
What kind of people are taking part? People who like to travel, travelers, students. Who are the people
actually,
who come?
Not so much. Most of them are like lawyers, engineers, IT specialists. Actually, I was surprised that there is not so much students in the group which is coming mostly. Even some doctors are coming.
So they come to relax, is that it? They come to get a break from stress?
I don't know, but for example, we have like one joke, like, what are doing the lawyer, doctor, and IT specialist in the Georgia? And then the reply is like, oh, they are taking the care of the garden.
You receive support for this project from the Czech Development Agency, which means that in a way it's a sustainable business project that helps the locals. In what way do you cooperate with the locals? In what way does this help the locals?
Oh, that's really a good question. Actually, the Czech Development Agency give me the money only for business project, like to calculate it, and then they stop support. But I continue, and we have been like now what we are doing. Like I am trying to bring like more add value to the work, to the region, so the people can receive more money. And I'm cooperating with the locals, like that I am like hiring them mostly. And with one local company, I have like we are like really good business partners. So I am even like bringing the customers from Czech to make contact with these people. And for example, I have also social program. Like I am now like bringing some Pinterest stuff to the Kvenobany, to the village where I'm working. So I will give away some sweaters and jackets, so etc.
So in addition to actually employing some of the locals, you're encouraging tea tourism to Georgia. Was tea tourism, like, did it exist in Georgia before you started, or is it popular?
Actually, no. I think there is some still like missing the opportunity, because they have, I know that it was last year, it was 7 million tourists per year, and there is not like lot of opportunities. What can these tourists to do there? So I think this is like a good opportunity to start with some sophisticated tourism.
What are the locals like in Georgia? How did they receive you, and how helpful are they? What are your impressions of the people in the country?
They are totally lovely. Oh my God, I remember the times when I came to some poor village, and the elder couple like bring me home, and they won't even share with me like their meat, and They are like masters of hospitality in the world. Like, really, they are really lovely.
And what do you think of the country, the landscape, the nature?
Oh, Georgia is beautiful. They have like really high mountains, around 5,000 meters. And they have also like the sea. You can find something like desert on the east, and you can go into the deep forest. You can find on the small piece of the earth like a lot of interesting things to see and to do.
What are your plans for the future in Georgia?
I would like to like bring more business opportunities to the locals to like help them. You know, it's I think they are good people, but they have like their market are really small. So I think like if I can help them to export to Czech Republic, it will be really helpful for them.